The rain falls hard on the red brick buildings on Avenue Park Street in Maryhill, soaking into the moss that grows on the roof tiles, seeping through the cracked shingles and the gutters that already sag precariously, and dripping down the walls of the community centre's waiting room where I sit on a Tuesday afternoon, the 7th of May. According to the forecast I read this morning, it should be 16 degrees Celsius outside right now, which is impressive for Scotland at this time of year. But it does not feel like 16 degrees. Not in here. The dampness in the air doesn't help either. It wouldn't be the first time a newspaper forecast was incorrect. My gardener's almanac is far more accurate. The Royal Horticultural Society predicts a wetter summer with heavier downpours, and they are not often wrong. Over 120 millimetres of precipitation for Glasgow, even more for Exeter. In the corner, a red plastic bucket catches stray raindrops from a leak in the ceiling, which seems to have got worse in the time I have been sat here. The wet patch has now spread down the walls and appears to be affecting the electrics around the light switch, making the bulb flicker and splutter. My eyelids twitch and pulse to the rhythm. The clock on the wall matches my rainbow watch perfectly, 3:32 p.m. I squirm in the chair, the backs of my thighs numb from the metal. My feet tingle with pins and needles, but I'm unable to cross my legs or change position, as there is a small coffee table jammed against my knees. A stack of magazines advertising summer bodies and flirty 30 dating lives sits next to a vase filled with artificial baby's breath. I know it is baby's breath because we have it on our kitchen table at home, plucked and clipped by my own hands, of course, arranged into a ceramic jug as milky white as the flower itself. Far better than any artificial version. I refreshed the water before I left for work today, when the morning rays were streaming in through the lace curtains, making dust motes dance in the slices of sunlight. The house was quiet at that time. So incredibly quiet.
June?
I had clipped the baby's breath from the flower bed meticulously, approximately 1 inch above ground, so they would grow back for the autumnal bloom. Not many people know baby's breath blooms twice in 1 year.
June?
Yarrows, roses and salvias are also repeat flowerers. There is a term we use for that, a word I learned from my Royal Horticultural Society encyclopedia, one that rolls off the tongue like a foreign language only spoken in black and white movies. Remontancy. A marvellous word.
June?
Yes? My voice sounds strange, as if it has been pinched and plucked from my throat, separated from my body. I turn slowly to Aileen, who is standing in the doorway clutching a large brown folder in one hand and a takeaway coffee cup in the other. I frown, a surge of envy flooding my body. I requested a milky tea at exactly 3 o'clock, like I always have, but the receptionist told me that this is not a cafe and that she is not a waitress. I did not assume that either of those things was true. I simply asked for a cup of tea while I waited for my caseworker, who is frequently late for our appointments and never offers me a warm beverage at 3 p.m.